Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, June 18th, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. The message today is Fruits of the Spirit. The New Testament reading is from Paul's letter to Galatians, chapter 5, verses 13 through 26.
Please pray with me again. God, as we look at your scripture, we ask that you would look at our hearts and teach us by your Spirit. Use my words and my preparation as well as your divine presence to teach us and help us hear your word for our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Wednesday this week, I was meeting over in the fireside room with folks planning and looking in Bible school. And as the meeting started, we realized we focus. It was that morning this week when our eyes were filled with orange flames consuming a building in London, a building where families and people were sleeping. It was the morning when we heard of the shooting of a leader of our country, a democratically elected congressperson, out practicing baseball with colleagues and staffers for a bipartisan fundraiser and benefit. It was a morning when just when you think things might kind of get back normal, then the phone pings with this notification about an alert. There's a shooting in progress in San Francisco, and that people had been seen on a rooftop with their hands up in the air. And so those of us who are gathered that morning on our shoulders, what is the world coming? Why does this violence keep spiraling? And sort of a lament, I feel really helpless to do anything about that. Me, to top it all off, I was already having one of those days. You know what those are like. When you're running late, and you get in a car, low on gas, and the dog or the cat or the kid or the spouse had some kind of incident that you needed to take care of, and you get lost on your way to your destination, oh, and you have a headache. So it's not as much of a crisis as a shooting in the... Those feelings of, if something else happens in this day, I'm just going to snap. Right? Because lest we imagine that the problems in the world are all out there with all those crazy people, take a moment and remember maybe the last time you had one of those days or had it up to here. Maybe you had it up to here with quarreling, with watching other people's poor priorities. Maybe you were angry. I had a meeting later that day, actually with Diane. The same conversation came. News of the day, we can't seem to get along. I'm tired of it. We can't seem to work past our differences. Can't you preach anything about that? And divinely enough, the text that I had selected this day a month ago is the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5, verses 13 through 25. The list of the problems in the world sound a little different. I'm not sure. I'm very worried about sorcery these days. And I don't know if I want to be judgmental about what carousing meant back then. But what caught me this week is some of the other problems on the list. Anger. Quarrels. Dissensions. Factions. This is a list that was created 2,000 years ago, but it's speaking to us today. And Paul is clear that these parts of what we see in our world, this is not of God. This is of the flesh. This is not what God's kingdom is meant to look like. For the fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace. Don't we want these things? Right? Patience and kindness and generosity. Wouldn't you love for more of that in your family and your school? faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Imagine how your relationships would look different if there were more of those fruits of the Spirit present. I get to do more than imagine, because by the gift of the Spirit, I received some of those gifts this very week as well. For the very same day where I'm meeting in these spirals of violence, and I was in that space, misscheduled my calendar and was running late and was feeling underprepared, the response I got from people in this church was patience with me. It's okay. We're all late some days. And the words of gentleness. You sound like you're being kind of hard on yourself. You might want to be a little more gentle with yourself. And those words of compassion in those moments took my energy from here and made me go, gifts of the Spirit, gentleness, patience. Those gifts from the Spirit were shared with me. And because I received them, then I'm able to turn around and share them with others. It's okay. It's okay. Right? If we want more of these gifts in the Spirit, in the world, this love and joy and generosity, I think really it takes really just a few things. One is to take and make the time to receive those from God. You're doing that today. You showed up today, and seeing your grace is enough. And we hear that God is about bigger things in this world. And so you take time to see that everything you see is not from God, but that generosity, boy, those are gifts from God. And if we want to see more of this in our world, we got to share it. Share it. It's going to come from God as a gift to us that we share. That's how this is going to start to change. So I want to invite us to do this morning and to sit with a little bit of silence. Silence is hard for people. It can also be really nourishing. And I think silence is the primary way that God talks to us. And I'm going to read off those gifts of the Spirit. And this is sort of like a mini Lectio Divina. Just see which of those gifts is the one that your soul goes, I'm so thirsty for that one today. And receive it and soak it up as God's gift to you. And then we'll have a couple more moments of silence, and then I'll ask you in the same with the world. It may be the same gift that God just gave the you, it may be something that you're really interested at joy, that have a way to receive and to give. And I have a little gift for you, which, as we're pondering this in silence, right, with the idea that you might stick this in your wallet or and that you might know some of the gifts of the Spirit this day. So go ahead and get yourself in a place where you feel comfortable. Silence. That's in silence. I'm just going to ask you to be silent so that those for whom this is meaningful can have that space. Take a breath. Breathing in God's Spirit. Breathing out God's Spirit into the world. And take a moment and pay attention to which gift the Spirit longs to give you this day. Peace. Patience. Generosity. Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Take a moment to soak in the gift that the Spirit longs to give you this day. Now, as I again invite you to see which one God wants you to be sharing. Sharing in your relationships, your workplaces, the places you go. What's the gift that you have to give the world this week? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God, we give you thanks for these gifts and for your guidance of a single commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Help us to receive these gifts of the Spirit fully and in abundance, and then to be able to share them in a world that needs your Spirit so much. In Jesus' name we pray.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.